This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll of the powerful earthquake that hit Morocco on Friday has risen to 2,862, while the number of injured topped 2,500, state TV said late on Monday. Housing structures in the high Atlas Mountains reduce the chances of surviving, an engineer said on Monday, with homes made of traditional mud, brick, stone, and rough wood.
And in an earthquake, it doesn't have sufficient deformability to absorb the shock. It cracks very quickly, and then it crumbles very quickly.
Professor Colin Taylor says such structures do not leave the pockets of air. Authorities in eastern Libya said at least 2,000 people were killed and thousands more were missing after a massive flood ripped through the city of Derna following a heavy storm and rain. But the head of the Red Crescent aid group in the region had earlier on Monday said Derna's toll was at 150 and expected to hit 250. The spokesperson for the Libyan National Army that controls eastern Libya said in a televised news conference the disaster came after dams above Derna had collapsed, sweeping whole neighborhoods with residents into the sea. Moscow and Pyongyang have confirmed a visit by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The highly anticipated meeting with President Vladimir Putin has sparked Western concerns about a potential arms deal that could fuel Moscow's war in Ukraine. A brief statement on the Kremlin's website said Kim's visit is at Putin's invitation and would take place in the coming days. The visit also was reported by North Korea's official KCNA news agency, saying he would meet with Putin. I'm Karen Chamas.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. America is marking 22 years since the September 11th terrorist attacks with a mix of pain, defiance, and admiration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In New York, Anita Juggernaut remembered her dad, who was killed at Ground Zero.
It's the same thing all over again. It hurts.
At the Pentagon, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley said the nation sent a message after the attacks. It would never bow to terror or hate.
From that day, and every day since.
And in Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 National Memorial Superintendent Stephen Clark praised the passengers who kept the jet from reaching the U.S. Capitol, sacrificing themselves to save the symbol of American democracy.
Ranks among the most courageous acts in American history.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Between January and August, the United States was struck by a record-breaking 23 weather and climate disasters, where losses exceeded $1 billion in each case, official data showed Monday. The tally for 2023 has already exceeded the previous record of 22 such events in 2020, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said, and 4 months still remain in the year. These disasters include fires in Hawaii in August, flooding in California in the spring, and Hurricane Idalia that made landfall in Florida nearly 2 weeks ago. The Regional Bloc Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, is grappling with how to deal with the ongoing political and security crises in Niger, Burkina Faso, Guinea, and Mali. Mohamed Youssef reports.
According to the experts, the rise of military takeovers in Africa is due to leaders overstaying power, electoral malpractices, and elected leaders' failure to work for the betterment of their citizens. Aware of the challenges, Nigeria's Senate advised President Bola Tinubu, who also heads ECOWAS, to explore alternative approaches to address the crisis in Niger. The African Union has already suspended 6 countries where military forces seize power from civilians, including the 4 ECOWAS countries, Gabon and Sudan. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
The Dominican Republic will seal its border with Haiti in its northern Dajabon province if the conflict over access to water from a shared river is not resolved in the coming days, a government spokesman said on Monday. Dajabon is one of the few remaining functioning borders between Haiti and the Dominican Republic, which has been tightening its border security amid worsening gang warfare in Haiti, deporting tens of thousands who fled the crisis. I'm Joe Ramsey.